Hello everybody and welcome back to Let's Play Hellhunter Antinomen. This is part 4 of the series. And if you remember what we've done so far, in the first part we defeated Dracula, which gave us the alternate ending. Part 2 we escaped from the wolves. And in part 3 we defeated that, well, fought that construct thing. Now, we are going to switch over to the game window. And before I actually start, I do want to say... Tanker Rider had commented again on part 2. And he said that this is not normal. He's never seen that happen, where the text comes up and it doesn't speak. And I was pressing left control. So I'm going to try with Enter and see if that does it or not.
Load game.
So, here we go. Remember, we're in the Wooden House.
You have reached Wooden House. To the Mountain Pass entrance.
We've already looked at everything in here, so we're going to go to the Mountain Pass.
You have reached to the Mountain Pass. You have reached Mountain Pass, northeast. Man-eater roots. The battle begins.
All right.
The battle ends. Alien game.
I'm just curious.
You are life points. Experience. Alien reached level 3,2,660. Experience for the next level.
Okay.
You're back in the map. Corpse.
And well, I'm here. Do something in OBS. That way, if I get a notification, I can quick pause.
Corpse. Stone to the mountain. Southwest. Bloodsucker thorns. The battle begins.
Ow.
More than 75% life points.
Hey. That was my fault. I turned.
The battle ends.
Dodged right into that stupid thing.
Alien get corpse. Stone to the south. Corpse. South.
Let's go southwest.
You have reached mountain rocks. Bloodsucker thorns. The battle begins. The battle ends.
Get rid of them.
Alien gains one. Rocks.
No one wants them.
Narrow path. Man-eater roots.
No one wants you
the
either.
Battle begins.
Kindly die.
The battle ends.
I don't even know if you have
alien
to hit
gate
those.
Rock, narrow, north, south, rocks.
But I still do.
You have reached mountain pass, southwest. Rubble, broken shotgun. Edge of the cliff, four-leaf cloak. Northeast to the waste, rubble, to the...
All right, nothing else for me to fight there.
The place is empty. Grass doesn't grow anywhere. There are a few dead trees... and some zombies wander around.
I think I've been hitting control.
Alien sees in the distance a manor. Maybe someone is there.
I need to start hitting enter.
You have reached wastelands.
Make sure we see if enter causes the problem.
Saving point. You saved the game, zombie. The battle begins.
Uh.
The battle ends. Alien gain. Saving point. Dead tree. In these wastelands, there's no space for vegetation. Maybe some time ago, it was a different story.
Let's just try with control.
In these...
Oh, it worked.
Zombie. The battle begins.
Maybe it's not gonna happen.
The battle ends.
Again.
Alien gains. Saving. Dead tree. Water canal. A water canal flanks the manor. That's probably the reason why the owner of the manor would live here. To the mountain park. To the manor. To outside the wastelands. Alien should stop at the manor before proceeding. It's a good chance to get some rest and information as well. Saving point. To the manor. Alien knocks the wide and robust double door. After a while, someone opens it. According to his noble looks, it seems like he's the owner. He politely invites Alien to have dinner with him, and he accepts. Before him, there's a huge entrance hall. The furniture is expensive and elegant, as expected. The hall is split into two floors, and a wide staircase with a gorgeous carpet connects them. He goes before Alien. The dinner hall is visible from here, right above the stairs. You have reached Manor, entrance hall,
okay.
Floor zero.
And you get your creaky door, wind, ambience.
Typewriter. On a small table to the left of the stairs, there's a typewriter. Such a weird location for it. Anyway, if Alien had an ink ribbon, he could save his progress.
No, I don't think you can get an ink ribbon. If you can, I just missed it.
Entrance door. It's a double door. It has beautiful decorations and is extremely robust. The wood is of an excellent quality. Sealed door. The doors of the manor are already very robust. With the seals applied to both sides, it's just not worth investigating further. To the wastelands. It's not the time to exit from here. East door exit. Alien should follow the owner into the dinner hall.
All right.
West door exit.
We will do that in a second.
Alien should follow the owner into the dinner hall. To floor. West door exit. Alien sh- to floor. Typewriter. To floor one.
So now to floor one.
After Alien climbs the stair, the owner invites him to enter by the central door next to himself. Alien noticed the presence of some sealed door on the right wing of the hall. When he mentions it, the owner says that it's due to the death of his wife. Her rooms were in the right wing of the manor. But now he can't even stand to enter them, hence the seal. So the owner suggests to tell him his story while eating, since Alien shows some interest.
Okay.
You have reached manor. Entrance medical kit. Alien finds two transfusion bags, which converts into two blood vials.
How many?
You opened the inventory page. 15. Blood.
Hey,
you're back in the sealed door. Alien still wonders about the story of the owner, but he won't interact further with the sealed doors. To the entrance hall, to the dinner hall. East door exit. Alien should follow the owner into the dinner hall. West door. The knob of this door is broken. Medical kit. See. To the entrance hall. To the dinner hall.
Go into the dinner hall.
Alien enters the hall. Another elegant room with a long table oriented horizontally. The whole dinner is already on it. The flavor is very intense and the meal looks excellent. An impeccable cuisine indeed. The owner has already taken his seat. Now it's Elian's turn.
All right.
You have reached Manor, Dinner Hall, Saving Point. You saved the game. Table. The food is very inviting. It would be a shame to let it get cold. Manor owner.
We'll come back to him.
Window. It's dark outside. It would be wise for Elian to spend the night here. To floor one. Saving point. To manor owner. Elian sits down too, and they start to eat. The taste of the food meets the expectation of the flavor. Elian asks the owner what the exact location of the manor is. In fact, this manor is in the middle of nowhere. The closest place in the surrounding area is a harbor village to the east. There's some noise outside. Meanwhile, as dinner proceeds, the owner tells his story from meeting his wife until the last painful moments, although he leaves out details for some parts. Was that a voice they just heard? Anyway, the owner invites Elian to join him in trying the main dish. Elian tastes a piece of meat. Excellent. Elian asks about the dish. The owner is pleased to know that he liked it so much. To him, it's the best. Nothing beats human meat.
Uh-oh.
There's a moment of silence. Elian realizes what's happening and puts his fingers in his mouth to throw up what he just swallowed and quickly stands up. The voice he heard was actually not a single one. But it's too late. Now they are an army. An army of moans. Revenants surround the manor. The owner laughs while watching Elian's reaction. He never gets tired of seeing the reaction of his guests. He says that Elian must surrender since he can't escape. Elian doesn't understand. Vampires drink blood, but usually don't eat humans. Clearly he's not a zombie, but he behaves like one of them. He could be a Nosferatu, a particular type of vampire with undead traits. It would make sense. He's not the only one with a secret. Elian is a Dampier and tells him that he's the hunter, not the prey. The owner suddenly throws the table towards him, making everything fall on the floor. As Elian sees him again, the owner has already revealed his nature. A Nosferatu, indeed. Compared to normal vampires, he's oversized. His skin is thick and gray. One arm is bigger, and his body leans towards it. His balance is not quite stable. Elian is ready for the battle.
Okay.
The battle begins.
Now I'm told this guy has a deadly... that doesn't make any...
The enemy is getting stronger.
Yep, he does.
Less than 75% life points.
Ow.
Elian is defeated.
Dang it.
Seems like this is the end.
You see what happens when you don't play attention to the game?
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached saved. You saved manor owner. Elian sits down too.
See how many.
The battle begins.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
The enemy is getting stronger.
Yeah. he's done.
The battle ends. Elian gains 300 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue. With the axe, he opens a hole near the heart, but it will regenerate in time. Before he can react, Elian breaks the unstable balance of his body, and he falls on the ground. As the table is broken and one of the legs is detached, he grabs it, and with all his might, he stabs it into the hole and pierces Nosferatu's heart as if he had used an ashwood stake. The Nosferatu screams out loud. Then he turns into ash. Elian won, but the horde of revenants won't stop. He has to do something.
Okay. Now, this is where we get to a big puzzle.
To floor one. Saving point. Window. Saving. You saved the wind. Broken table. Wind. Elian can see the revenants attempting to enter the manor. He can't escape anymore. Broken table. Everything lies on the floor. What a mess. One bottle is still intact. As Elian expected, the content is human blood. He takes the bottle and transfers the blood into one blood vial.
Okay.
To floor one. Saving point. Elian can hear many noises coming from the entrance door. There's no time to hesitate. He must cross this door. Saving point. The gem disappeared for some reason.
Oh, I forgot.
Does
about
only
that.
Elian notice these gems? To floor one.
Alright, we will go to floor one.
As Elian rushes outside the door, he can see the entrance door under external pressure. It must be them. The revenants. Elian saw from the wastelands a water canal flanking the manor. He can escape from there if he finds the way to access it from the manor. That's Elian's priority. But even if that door is very resistant, perhaps he should reinforce it somehow. It could delay their entry. You have reached manor. Entrance hall.
Okay.
Floor one. Medical kit. Sealed door. Elian's to the entrance hall, to the dinner hall. East door.
Now, I don't remember where to go, but I'm still gonna.
There's no one inside the kitchen. Judging by the cooking utensils and the scent, the meal has been prepared recently. So it must have been made from the owner. You have reached manor. Kid, north door. Cooking utensil. To floor. North door exit. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. Night. To floor one.
Okay. We will be going back there.
You have reached manor. West door. East door. To the dinner hall. To the entrance. You have reached manor. Tibra entrance sealed to the wasteland. East door exit. This room is different from the others. It's dusty, and there's some scraps around the floor. No elegance at all. It's possible that the door you see could lead to the cellar or something.
Maybe.
You have reached manor. Quite scraps. Many pieces of iron are scattered in a corner of the room. Iron bar. This iron bar could fit in the doorknobs of the entrance door. Elian takes the iron bar.
Is it just me or does that bar sound...
To the entrance hall. To the underground. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. King. Scraps. To corpse. To the entrance.
And that will be important later, so remember that.
You have reached man. Typewriter. Entrance door. Elian reinforces the door, placing the iron bar between the doorknobs. That should buy him some extra time. Sealed door to the wasteland. East door. West door. A room with a very long table in the center, perhaps used for meetings. On the right, there's a pendulum clock. The only thing that breaks the silence of this room.
I think I just screwed myself over.
You have reached manor, clock room. Table. Aside from some candlesticks, above the table, there's some document relating to the activity the owner did as a job. Left window. From here, Elian can see the board. They are really too much.
I really hope I'm not just
pendulum clock.
Screw myself over by doing this.
A very old and beautiful model of pendulum clock. It's still working, as if it was new. Blood? What? What is this? Blood. Wait. On closer look, Elian realizes that actually, it's a piece of red fabric. Emblem. There's the family's emblem of the manor's owner. It's on the wall. To the entrance hall. West door exit. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. Jack. Right window. To the entrance.
Okay. So, we know we're looking for King Jack and Knight.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. Typewriter. Entrance door. Sealed to the waste. East door. Wet to floor one.
I don't know why I didn't just hit left arrow. I could have just gone right to it. Sort of wrapped all the way around. But I didn't.
You have reached manor. West door. East door exit. You have reached my cooking utensils. Even if they have now been used for dinner and have yet to be washed, it's possible to see the care for the tools. His regard for cooking is not just a passion. It seems almost like an obsession. Cup of tea. From the cup, Elian can smell the scent of cardamom. Windows. The windows are slightly open to release the smell of human meat. It seems like there's also a ventilation system. Big fridge. Elian senses he shouldn't open the fridge, but he opens it all the same. He regrets it.
Why? What was in it?
To floor one. North door. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. Night. Cooking ute. Cup of tea. There's something in the bottom of the cup. Elian finds the jack key and takes it.
Okay.
Cooking north door to floor.
Now, we will go.
You have reached manor. West door exit. East door exit. West. The knob of the. Eat to the dinner hall. To the entrance.
Back downstairs.
You have reached man to floor west.
Go west.
You have reached manor, clock room. Right window, west door exit. Elian unlocks the door with the jack key. This room grows in height and is split into two floors. Even in this case, a wooden stair connects them. Despite the quality of the material, it's surely less flashy than the other stairs. You have reached manor, downstairs. Green plant. Apparently, they say this plant has healing properties, but Elian doesn't have any interest. Or the skill to make use of it.
Okay.
Red plant. Also, they say this red plant combined with the green one can triplicate its effect. Elian will stick with blood vials, though. They're just more practical and effective. To the clock room, to upstairs. Green plug to...
Let's go upstairs.
The part above the room is quite narrow. The window has a weird placement. The same wall of the door downstairs and above the stairs. One hell of a job for whoever cleans it.
Yeah,
perhaps
like
the architecture of the manor has been changed over time. You have reached manor upstairs. Bottle. There's a bottle of wine on a small table. Actually, the smell suggests that this is human blood. Elian transfers it and gets one blood vial.
All right.
Window. The window is situated in a strange location. Vase. A beautiful and precious vase. To downstairs. East door exit. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. Queen.
Okay.
Bottle. The bottle is empty. Window. The wind. Vase. Elian checks inside the vase and finds the night key.
Okay.
Window. Bottle. East door to downstairs.
We will head back downstairs now.
You have reached map to upstairs. To the clock room.
We will go back to the clock room.
You have reached map. Right window. West to the entrance hall.
To the entrance hall. And I think this puzzle is timed.
You have reached manor.
Maybe it's not, but...
Entrance. Typewriter. Entrance door.
Pretty sure it is.
Sealed door. To the wasteland. East door. West door. To floor one.
No, for sure. Please let me know.
You have reached manor. West door. East door. You have reached man cooking utensil. North to floor. North. Elian unlocks the door with the night key.
Oh, I didn't know you could use right control.
What a horrible joke for the guests to close the door of the bathroom with a key. Even if probably no one has made it this far until now. The tub is full of water. Maybe he showered off the smell of human meat from himself after cooking.
Maybe.
You have reached manor. Bathroom. Mirror. An ordinary mirror above the wash basin. Toilet. A modern toilet equipped with a drain. Tub. Shower. The shower curtain is closed. To the kitchen. Mirror. To tub. The tub is full of water. Unplug it. Press the left arrow to do it. Press the right arrow to not do it. The tub is full of water. It will take a few seconds for the water to be completely drained. Elian stands up and waits for a bit. Battle begins. The enemy is getting faster. The battle ends. Elian gains 150 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Elian has been taken by surprise by that skinless zombie. It seems like he was hidden inside the shower, and Elian was distracted. In the bottom of the tub, there's the queen key. And Elian gets it.
Okay.
Toilet. Mirror. To the kitchen.
We will now go back to the kitchen.
You have reached manor. North door to floor one. You have reached Manor. West door, east door, to the dinner hall, to the entrance, seal, to the end. You have reached Manor. To floor, west.
West door.
You have reached Manor. Clock. Battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends.
Victory.
Alien gate. West door to the entrance. Emblem. Blood. Revenant. The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends. Alien, pendulum clock.
Hey.
Battle begins.
Oh God, I really hope I don't run out of time now.
The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends. Alien gains 120 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Table broken. West door to the entrance. Emblem. Blood. Revenant. Pendulum clock. Broken left
that
window.
Table.
Broken. Revenant. Blood. Revenant.
Well, I already fought this thing.
Blood. Emblem. To the end. West door.
And it's still standing there. It's still showing up on the map.
You have reached Man to upstairs.
Now we'll go to upstairs.
You have reached Manor. Bottle. Window. Vase. To down. East door. Alien unlocks the door with the queen key.
Okay.
After Alien closes the door, he hears the sound of the knob on the other side of the door breaking and falling to the floor. He won't be able to enter here again, so he keeps the door open, just in case. The room is full of plants, and there's a bookshelf as well. What a weird combination. Nearby the terrace, the crows are squawking as if they were mad. You have reached Man Plants. Many types of plants are grown here. Maybe it was a hobby of the owner. Glass panels. The panels separate the room from the terrace. Outside terrace. Bookshelf. Out. There's no need to open the panels, just to check outside. Bookshelf to upstairs. To floor to upstairs. To floor one. To bookshelf. Although Elian would expect some books about plants and gardening, actually most of the books tell many kinds of stories. Suddenly a flock of zombie crows enter inside the room, smashing the glass panels. Elian immediately closes the door from where he came. One room full of zombie crows is more than enough. Outside terrace bookshelf. One of the books catches Elian's attention. It's entitled Royal Book.
Okay.
To upstairs. To floor one. Zombie crows. The battle begins.
I always think... Ow.
More than 75% life points.
Whenever they make that weird sound,
the battle ends.
I always think for some reason.
Alien gains 130 experience points. Press can. You op quit. Alert sat bad. Experience. Alien reached level 3. 1,170. You're back in the map.
Go.
Plants, zombie crows.
Dang it.
The The battle begins.
Point you again.
The battle ends. Alien gains 100 plants. Broken glass. Outside, royal book. There's no time to read the whole book, so Elian takes a look at some line of the story. Jack is guarding the kitchen from the outside. Meanwhile, he's drinking a cup of tea. Another line of the story. The knight nervously waits upstairs. He's staring at a beautiful vase. Some other line. The queen quickly prepares in the bathroom. It's almost time. One more line. The king has been invited by the queen to the room with a clock. While he's distracted, she pushes him from behind against a secret door in the wall. And then she puts the clock in front of it. Now she can finally meet the knight.
So that's the clue.
To upstairs. To floor one.
For our next part of the puzzle. And if you remember from the first part we had
You
done,
have reached Matt West door medical sealed to the entrance hall.
If you remember from the first part, a lot of those things I was mentioning, we found the key, like we found the knife.
You have reached Manor. To floor
in the
one.
Teacup.
West door exit.
We found the queen key in the bathroom. The jack key in the vase.
You have reached that table. Broken pendulum
so
clock.
We assume, based off of that book, that we'll find the king key here.
Elian pushes the clock to the side and reveals behind it a hidden keyhole on the wall. The queen key matches the keyhole. A small opening in the wall is revealed, and there's a key inside it. Just when Elian is about to get the key, it suddenly floats and flies into the center of the room. Not only the key, most of the furniture too, chairs included, are floating and trying to hit Elian. It must be a poltergeist. He prepares for the battle. The battle begins. Less than 50% life points.
Dodge.
Less than 50% life points.
I'm gonna try. Use my block pile just because I don't want to have to die and go through that whole part over again. Not that I can't. But it's a lot of work going through all that stuff.
The battle
go here,
ends.
Go there.
Alien gains 250 experience points. Press can. When Alien cuts a small object, all the others stop floating and fall on the ground. That object was the true body of the poltergeist. Before it disappears, an object breaks the knob of the door that leads to the entrance hall. Elian gets the king key. He needs to find another route now.
Yes, I do.
Broken left table. Broken from west door to the west.
So we go here.
You have reached Manor to upstairs.
Go up here.
How in the hell did that reverend jump in the window from outside? In any case, Elian could use it to reach the terrace from the outside. But he needs to hurry. This is getting worse and worse. You have reached manor upstairs. Bottle. East to downstairs. Broken window. Vase. Broken. Now that the window is broken, press the left arrow. Now that the window is broken, Elian can jump up to the window and try to reach the terrace from the outside. Will you jump? Press the left arrow to do it.
We'll do that.
Elian jumps to the window, then carefully crosses the outside and jumps to the terrace. Now he's inside.
Okay.
You have reached manor terrace. Zombie crows.
Oh, dang it.
The battle begins.
Not you again. Finally die. Stupid crows, thank you.
The battle ends. Elian gains 130 experience points. Elian gets plants. Zombie crows.
No, not you again.
Battle begins. The battle ends.
Are we done now? Like, you're gonna go away?
Elian gains one. Plot broken. Outside terrace. Royal book. To upstairs. To floor.
Now we're gonna go to floor one.
You have reached manor. Medical. West door. East door. To the dinner. To the entrance. Sealed to.
We're gonna go downstairs.
Reached manor to floor. Type up to west, east.
East door exit.
You have reached manor. Quiet room. Scraps corpse. To the entrance. To the underground. Elian unlocks the door with the king key. All four keys are now useless. Discard all of them. Elian actually finds it illogical to toss the keys somewhere.
But why ask
he
if
could
I want
simply
to
keep them? Just in case.
Then why did you ask if I wanted to keep them?
Stairs lead Elian some meters below ground. That must be the way. There are many shelves in the room, but it's not the time to check details. He must hurry. There is also some skinless zombie. Like the one in the bathroom, they are even stronger than revenants. You have reached manor saving point. You saved the gate. Shelf one. On this shelf, there are many jars. They are filled with a liquid. And inside, there are many organs.
Ugh.
From humans.
Ew.
Skinless zombie.
Disgusting.
Battle begins. The enemy is getting faster. The battle ends. Elian gains one. On shelf three. Shelf two. Skinless zombie.
I don't even know that here too. You still see the zombies.
Shelf two. This shelf is filled with sealed boxes. Elian can imagine what's inside them, but just doesn't want to.
I don't blame you there, Elian.
Shelf three. Another stock of jars. There's a mush inside each of them.
Ew.
There's no way to figure out the ingredients.
Would you want to?
Skinless zombie. The battle begins. The enemy is getting faster. The battle ends. Elian gains one. Hunt to the quiet metal door. To corridors. Skinless zombie. Battle begins.
At least I'm getting some.
The enemy is getting faster.
Experience points.
The battle ends. Alien get. Save it. Shelf one. Skin. Shelf. Save it. Use. Shelf. Skin. To the quiet metal door. The door is locked. There's a small window in the door. Alien can't see a thing anyway. It's too dark. He tries to listen.
I like how the music goes quiet there.
The corridor is curved. Alien starts to hear the sound of water. The canal might be very close.
Maybe.
You have reached mad pipes. There are many pipes that start from the floor and continue beyond the ceiling. Probably the water from the canal passes inside those pipes. And maybe they also serve other purposes. Wheel. There's a connection with the pipes. The wheel has something to do with the flow. Water canal gate. Alien can see the canal through this gate. Just as he's about to open the gate, suddenly, with a tremendous noise, the ceiling in front of Alien collapses. There's a hole. The one who caused it is him. That damn construct. He's still alive. He doesn't even have a scratch. Once more, he speaks the name of Alien's race with his grotesque voice and rushes towards him. What will Alien do now? He has little time to decide. Press the left arrow to open the gate.
I'm not going to.
Alien dodges the creature and quickly runs toward the end of the corridor. There's a door, and he enters inside. This room is medium-sized. Judging by the coffin, this must be the bedroom of the owner. It's quite modest as a room, compared to the rest of the manor.
Okay.
You have reached manor under glass. The glass is full of human blood. Alien puts it inside one blood vial and takes it. Wall. There's a nail embedded in the wall. A key is hanging on the nail. Alien gets the water canal key.
How does he know that's for the water canal gate?
Coffin. This coffin is of the finest quality. The carvings further enhance its appearance. To corridors.
Yep, I figured as much. Thankfully it's gone quiet. I don't remember if it's here or later. Yep, it's here. He's gonna start doing double. Like that. So it's like one after another, which is pretty much what it is now. But you get a little pause, and with those you don't.
Alien manages to escape. The battle ends.
Well,
press control to continue.
Hoping.
Glass. Wall. Coffin. If Alien to corridors. Glass. To
Hoping when I get out of here, there will be a save point that will restore my health.
You have reached Manor Underground. Pipes.
You again. Ow. supposed to dodge right, not back.
Less than 75% life points.
Man, he hurts. Now we're supposed to dodge back, not left.
Elian manages to escape. The battle ends.
Victory.
Press control to continue. Water canal hole. Water canal hole. Just how? He fell from above and landed exactly before Elian. How could that be?
Don't know.
Wheel. A water. Elian unlocks the door with the water canal key. Finally, Elian opens the gate and jumps in the canal. Following the flow of the canal and swimming as fast as he can, he quickly leaves the manor behind him. A choir of soulless bodies announces Elian's departure. He successfully escapes from the manor. When the canal follows another direction, Elian proceeds on foot and marches toward the harbor village mentioned by that Nosferatu. It's finally dawn. And with the help of the sun, he manages to get dry. The village is in sight. It's a very remote village. Suburbia is still far from here. It sounds like a typical location to draw tourists from all the world, especially the ones interested in urban legends and myths. All Elian needs is a boat to leave that damn thing behind and catch his breath. You have reached Harbor Village. Entry. Saving point. You saved the game.
We will get a boat to get out of here in the next part.
You quit game.
Thank you guys for
Hell
watching.
Hunter. Anti-no. Exit.
And I will see you in the next part.